Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
More clock here. We are under 8 minutes to go. May to throw it. May waiting. In trouble. May.
Oh, he loses the ball. The fumbles continue. TJ Watt pounces on it. Steelers take over.
JJ Watt's still a player at heart, Thorin.
Oh, yeah.
You hear him go, ball.
Ball.
I think he does an excellent job. Despite the Dahmer glasses he was wearing on the broadcast and apparently a rip in his pants that he addressed on social media yesterday.
Yeah, it's no good.
I thought he did a wonderful job. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joins us now. He was in Foxborough taking in all the glory that was Steelers 21, Patriots 14. Jeff, should Steelers fans feel better, worse, the same about their team after that road victory Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, such a paradox of a game because there's so many. I mean, you win in New England. You win in New England, and you just don't see wins in New England recently for the Steelers. It's been since 08. So you feel good about that. The turnovers, you feel good about. Getting a drive when you needed to at the end of the game, you feel good about. A lot of the in-between, you don't. You know, here's the thing that was amazing to me, and we talk about the offense for a second. 53 rush yards in the first quarter. I mean, there are holes. You're feeling good about it. You're thinking, okay, they're going to bust out here. And then in quarters two and three, they combined for -5 yards rushing. I don't care what offense you're running. If you don't have at least some kind of threat of a consistent run game, it's going to make it hard for any quarterback. And we saw that. And, I mean, thankfully, they were able to figure out a way to get a drive going. And then, you know, Aaron and Austin were able to connect on that touchdown pass.
Jeff, Derek Harmon was on a pitch count. What did you think of his first outing, and do you expect him to be at full strength this coming week?
Yeah, noticeable. Noticeable. That's what I thought. And you know how much they've been, they've been looking for somebody else to make an impact on that line. And you think, how can TJ make a bigger impact? Well, having Derek Harmon there should help. Should help take some of the attention. If he can create some kind of rush from the inside and with TJ coming around the outside, that's going to create some problems for teams. But I liked it. I the players talked about his active hands, and you saw that in that limited time. I mean, the guy, you saw in just a few snaps why the Steelers were so excited about him. And thankfully that knee injury, you know, wasn't as bad as feared in the preseason.
Man, he looked like a first-round pick. He looked like a first-round pick. Even a play where Drake May got outside the pocket, he screamed through the line of scrimmage, and he got off kind of like we're used to seeing from Jay Wobble back in the day. And we just have not seen enough of that quick penetration from the Steelers' defensive line. Now, they did make a lot of changes defensively. Cole Holcomb played 50% of the snaps, 47% of the snaps for Peyton Wilson. We saw more Kwale at nose tackle, a little bit more of an even split there. We saw Jabril Peppers go from zero defensive snaps to a whole bunch. Are these things that you would expect to see moving forward, Jeff? Are these part of their long-term solutions, at least as far as this year is concerned?
I would expect Deshaun Elliott to be the first back of the group. And if that happens this week, I think that obviously messes with the rotation. What I was surprised with, and I thought Kwale played well in his snaps. I thought he represented well. And maybe having some of that can get Benton into a place that could get him going if they don't have to rely on him to be in the middle, that they can move him around a little bit. But what impressed me is how Ramsey and Peppers work together. In Peppers' first snaps, they move Ramsey, you know, to safety for a few of those plays, and that didn't seem to be an issue at all, considering those were his first defensive snaps with Steelers. They were running combinations out there that they rarely ran in practice. Yes, they had some issues in the middle again, but I thought that was encouraging with those guys, and I think they'll continue to move Ramsey around. I think they feel like that's an advantage for them if teams really have to figure out where to account for him. And, you know, then you get plays from Eccles. Eccles made a couple of really nice plays for them. So I thought their depth really showed out at times in that game. Now, also there are times where they couldn't get off the damn field in third and fourth down, and that's something obviously that they need to address because they can't continue to allow teams to just eat up the middle of that field.
Jeff, do you expect JPJ to be back this week?
I mean, we haven't seen him at all at practice yet. And with the hamstring, I'm guessing with a week, bye week next week, you could, you know, give him this and another and get two more weeks of rest. I mean, I don't know that. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe he comes out and they try it and, you know, he's able, but that's such a tricky injury and different for different guys. But at corner, if you're just not feeling it with that hamstring, give it as much time as possible because, like I said, I think on the outside, they've actually been okay.
Jeff Hathorn's our sports director. He's joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, who do you think's been the Steelers' best player through three games?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. We got one.
Man, at times there have been different guys. I mean, like Hayward showed out. I thought he was the best player Sunday, but I don't know if he's been through three games. It's hard to think of a player that's been consistent through three.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodgers played really well in the first. Wasn't great against Seattle.
He would be my answer. And I don't think he's been consistent, but you're 2-1. He's led two game-winning drives. He's also done something that's like Haley's Comet around here. They scored points on each of their three opening drives. So for me, almost by default, I think I'd go with Rodgers, but I don't think there's many guys to pick from. And Boswell didn't kick on Sunday.
Thankfully. How nice was that? Not to, even though maybe for the 61-yarder, you want to see him trotted out there, but it was kind of nice. I mean, you would like more scoring opportunities, but it was kind of refreshing to not have to rely on a field goal from Boswell, especially one from beyond midfield.
Jeff, the offensive line didn't give up a sack. Can you say that the offensive line is trending upwards, or are they still where they've been at?
Well, I mean, maybe a little. I think they feel like they're taking a step, but you saw a lot of sideways. You saw a lot of quick release. I mean, they were doing things, and it's not like he didn't get hit. He got hit a few times back there. The thing to me with the offensive line is establishing that ground game. Let's see holes. Like you watched the game last night and Detroit's line against Baltimore, and like they're opening holes.
Yes.
I mean, they've got good running backs, but like they're pushing guys off the line of scrimmage, and you're just not seeing that I mean, maybe it will come. That's the thought process, that it's still, there's still growth. And we have seen these teams. We over the last few years, we've seen Steelers offensive lines be much better in the second half of the season than the first. If that trend continues, then maybe. But I don't know if it's really much better than we saw in week one. Yes, Rodgers wasn't hit as much, but I think they schemed to try to keep that from happening.
Jeff, Jonnu Smith has 12 catches for 65 yards. Pat Freiermuth has 7 for 65. Connor Hayward has 1 for 6. And we haven't seen any catches in that weren't two-point conversions from Darnell Washington. When are we going to start seeing the tight ends be featured more prominently in this passing attack?
I mean there's a little of them trying to help protect. But yeah, I agree. A lot of Jonnu's stuff, and you could tell by the yardage, has been sideways.
Yep.
Or has been quick throws.
5.4 yards a catch. Space. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and Pat, we've seen a few. And of course, they took a shot with him deep. I think that's still evolving. Maybe we'll see a little bit more Darnell when he's not needed at the line of scrimmage down the field. I think they're still working the rotations. I mean, you know, it's been missing. This offense was humming when Skowronek was out there catching passes. They're trying to figure out combinations, I think, with these guys. But yeah, I mean, they just, again, when you don't have that run game going, it's hard to get guys rolling in the pass game, because it just, like, that first drive was so great. I mean, there were options there for them because they were able to run the football.
100% of Ben Skowronek's catches have gone for touchdowns this year. So you might be on to something there, Jeff. Jeff, what do you got going on the website right now? Big Mike Tomlin press conference Tuesday.
Yes, and we're going to get more reaction from the guys as far as going to Ireland over the next couple of days. Also, you know, we all know about Aaron Donald, but there's a story up on the website about Donald's number being retired. And you look at some of the things you might forget some of the things he did, especially in that senior year. I mean, the numbers are insane. And if you check those out, then you realize, like, damn, he was just wrecking people. I mean, you kind of know it, but then you see 28 and a half tackles for loss. I mean, that's, for an interior defensive lineman, it's just crazy what he was able to do, all that stuff. Plus, if you want to, you know, see some of the reaction from Jabril and things from the game, that's up on the website too.
I love all these revenge games. The only guy who wasn't able to get revenge so far was DK Metcalf, who, again, 10 catches for 135 yards for DK Metcalf. You're just not seeing the explosion from this offense. Jeff, appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Hey, Jeff.
That is Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. I want to get an Aaron Donald at the end of the hour. Collegiately, NFL-wise, one of the best players that we've ever seen. And forgive me, he wasn't a five-star recruit.
No, he was not.
He wasn't one of these, oh, I'm going to go to the SEC, I'm going to have five stars, I'm going to get the bag. And he friggin' 28 and a half TFLs. What? What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And then you couldn't block him in the NFL.
Nope.
So we'll get to him and the fact that Pitt is retiring Aaron Donald's number against Notre Dame. Coming up next, Jeff said it there, any win in New England is a good win. Have we been too hard on the Steelers through a show and a quarter? We'll get to that when we return. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to Jeff Hathorn for joining us in the last segment. Good talk. Texter writes in, that was a perfect interview. Professional, and appreciate you saying his name and title at the end. You could be in a bigger market. Doran could be on TV. Keep being yourselves.
That's nice.
How about that little confidence boost?
What about
first
Callis?
Thing in the morning? Well, I think Callis on the ones and twos was about as good as you could possibly be there. We're operating as a well-oiled radio machine right now, guys.
This might be a first in show history. Everybody's been on the same page for a few days now.
Well, the shirts.
Not to mention Harry got fired from his other job, so he's
That's not the right term.
Oh, terminated.
No. Laid off. Come on, you need to get this right. That's not good. No.
Stepped away.
Laid off.
Oh. So Harry went from two jobs to one. Was this something you wanted me to bring up on the air?
No, not even a little
bit. That's my bad. I'm sorry about
not
that.
Not even.
Like, what?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you, as I try to be all the time. I thought you were hinting at that whenever you said something's changed.
No.
My bad.
No, you could have just said, I'm getting more sleep now.
Yeah.
You know, my life's changed a little bit.
But yeah.
You just used.
Yeah, my bad.
The fired term, and that's not.
My bad.
That's not even what happened.
We were pitching a perfect game there, and now it just.
Yeah, of course.
You jinxed it.
Ruined.
A dribbler up the third baseline there.
Didn't have to do that to
our guy. That's my.
Talking about funerals this morning and just going on even after I.
What's the deal with funerals? It is 7:25. It's time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. My bad. So we're a well-oiled radio machine. The Steelers, they are not. However, they're sitting here at 2-1. And Jeff, in the last segment, said any win in New England is a good win. Yes. But the reason the Steelers hadn't won in New England forever was because of this guy named Tom Brady and this other guy named Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last two times the Steelers lost to the Patriots, yeah, one was against Mac Jones, one was against Bailey Zappi, but they also had the hoodie calling the defensive plays. And Bill Belichick has just had a mastery over Mike Tomlin. Those games were at home. So look, anytime you go on the road and win, it's a big win. It's an important win. Like a texter writes in, so should we throw a parade if we beat the Bengals on Thursday night since Tomlin struggles winning Thursday night games on the road? Yeah. I'm not saying you throw a parade, but on a Thursday night division game on the road, if you win, you take it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't care who you are in the NFL. The road team has a significant disadvantage in those Thursday night games. The home teams win an astronomical amount of those games. Now, the Ravens just lost a home game when they were up in the third quarter. So the Steelers are positioned well. Were we too hard on them yesterday?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think we're honest. I think that if you watch the game, you see that they clearly have issues still that they need fixed. It'd be different if like we were like, all right, yeah, this team is no good. They're not going to amount to nothing. Let's just throw away the season right now. No, I believe that you have a lot of time in this football season to be able to fix the issues that they have. But on the same line, it was really good to get a win in Foxborough in a away game against an AFC opponent. So, you know, just being honest, good win.
And you're 2-0 in the AFC, which is important.
2-0 in the AFC, good win, but still have issues.
Their biggest issue for me is their inability to run the football.
Yeah.
It was stopping the run. I didn't think they did a great job on Sunday. They did a better job. And you could see that Derek Harmon is going to make a difference. And you saw that Ekwuelle is going to make a difference if he plays a little bit more. And maybe less is more for Keanu Benton. Maybe in the base you go with Ekwuelle on the nose. And then whenever you're out of the base and you're playing nickel and stuff like that, get him off the field and let mm-hmm. Benton rush the passer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was encouraged by some of the decisions that they made defensively. And I was also encouraged by the amount of time that Jaylen Warren was on the field. I think that's a solution in the running game. It didn't bear a ton of fruit. They ran the ball well in the first quarter. After that, they were crap. If you want to get DK Metcalf involved in putting up more gaudy numbers, if you want to get these tight ends involved in putting up more gaudy numbers, I think you need to get that running game going. If they can start running the football, I will take this team more seriously.
Yeah.
Because they're one of the worst rushing teams in the NFL right now. And I look at Baltimore. Baltimore, 32nd in the league, dead last in success rate stopping the run. Steelers aren't even in a position to take advantage of that when these two teams play. But you got time between now and
then.
Yes,
you do.
412-928-9370. Were we too hard on the Steelers yesterday? How do you view your 2-1 football team? We'll take a brief pause from that and test our trivia prowess against Southside Jake coming up next in Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Then we'll take some calls, getting Aaron Donald's number being retired by Pip as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's right! Last week, Southside Jake was chasing his dog down the street, and so Harry Callis filled in admirably and took the L. Now Jake gets his revenge. How you doing, buddy? Dog's fine? Health's fine? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. Bounced back from a little bit of the bronchitis I had there for a little bit.
He had the bronchitis.
I don't know. The dog The dog's usually scared of her own shadow, but every time she sees a deer, she just takes off. And chases it. I have no idea. This is like the third time. But yeah, we got her back. Everything's good. So I appreciate the concern. And obviously, I'm here not to make friends. I'm here to kick butt. So let's get on with it.
Well, our butts are ready. Let's do this.
All right. I got a player's edition today.
Just sidestep it, Jake. I'm sidestepping it myself here.
I just got it yeah. Right now. I was just like, what did he just say?
Yeah. Our butts are ready. Let's do this. Yeah.
All right. Players edition. Derrick Henry is roughly 30 yards away from being 17th on the NFL all-time rush list. Who currently sits at 17th with 11,695 yards? A, Steven Jackson. B, Franco Harris. C, Fred Taylor. Or D, LeSean McCoy.
It's either Fred Taylor or Steven Jackson.
Mm.
Shady's at like 10,000 something.
So kick him out. I feel like Fred Jackson's inclusion.
Fred Jackson's not on the list. Steven Jackson or Fred Taylor? Fred Jackson played for the Bills.
Now, remember, you do got 50-50 and Ask Callis, so you are more than welcome to use any of them at any time.
I feel like Fred Taylor's inclusion on this list sticks out like a sore thumb, don't you?
Yes.
Should we go Fred Taylor?
Yes.
See, Fred Taylor, you guys locking it in?
Yeah.
You are right.
Definitely. Yeah!
Florida Gators.
Woo! My God.
Jackson,
that's a great pull by you guys.
Let's go.
Great job.
I know my RBs.
Great job.
Yeah, you do. Fred Jackson.
All right. This Georgia Bulldog running back, drafted in the first round, played for the Miami Dolphins at one point, and also won a Super Bowl. Who is he? A, no Sean Moreno. B, Todd Gurley. C, Kenyon Drake. Or D, Sonny Michel.
Oh, I think it's
Kenyon Drake.
I was gonna say Michel.
Drake played for Alabama.
I think Sonny Michel won with the Patriots.
Did he play for the Dolphins though?
I don't recall that, but he's the only guy on that list that I think won a Super Bowl.
Sean won one with Peyton in Denver, right?
Oh dang. Why do we talk this out without doing the 50-50 first?
Let's do the 50-50.
Let's do the 50-50.
Okay, 50-50. No Sean Moreno staying and Sonny Michel is staying.
You son of a... You want to go with no Sean? We're going to go with yes, Sean Moreno.
You guys are incorrect. It was Sonny Michel.
You serious?
In 2022 with the Miami Dolphins. Very brief.
Gosh. We're around it. Oh, my gosh.
That's a bad loss.
You were close. They were good.
Have you lost weight, Jake? You look skinny as hell. Have you lost weight?
And I have lost weight. Yes. Hmm. Yeah. So, well, that's what happens when you're sick for like a month, you know.
Dear God.
You tend to lose weight. I think didn't Kenyon Drake go to Georgia? I'm pretty sure he was.
I thought he went to Alabama.
Ask the last question, you dweeb.
All right. All right. Here we go.
He went to Bama. Boys.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Tight ends: Scott Chandler, Dallas Clark, and Noah Fant all have this in common.
Iowa.
A, they're all first-round tight ends. B, at one point played for the Denver Broncos. D, they never won a Super Bowl. Or C, they all went to the same college of Iowa.
Bang. Lock it.
Yep.
You are correct.
Woo!
I end you.
All right, Jake. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your time as always. Go eat a sandwich. Go eat a sandwich and quit running down the street after the dog.
Nah, I'll try, guys. I mean, whatever challenges that they bring you, that's what you just got to tackle. That's all I got to say.
No doubt.
Just get after it. That's all we got to do. So,
thanks,
have a
Jake.
Good time in Ireland, Crowley.
Thank you. I'm scared of planes. Goodbye.
Me too. Bye bye.
Texter, you guys are amazing. You start talking, you narrow it down to two names, and then you give him the 50-50, and those are the two names he gives you. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yep. That's why I was like, oh, we got to stop talking. And then he did the thing he should have done, but we still beat him. We always whoop his ass. Texture, two horrible movies to watch while flying, Final Destination and Snakes on a Plane.
Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen Snakes on a Plane. What's it about?
Snakes on a Plane.
Interesting. A lot of them?
A lot.
How does that happen?
Mm-hmm. Probably was traveling with snakes and...
They get off on the plane.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Snakes.
We asked the question earlier. Were we too hard on the Steelers yesterday? 412-928-9370. The Steelers could have gone on the road and lost like the Packers did. Now, I think the long term, over the course of the year, we're going to see the Packers are the better football team. But it's tough to win on the road in the NFL. That's not lost on me. But I don't think that there are very many things that the Steelers do at an above average to elite level. And that's where I'm concerned. Like, they are 87.5% in the red zone, which before last night's game had them at second in the NFL. You called that before the year. They're like, Rodgers and those tight ends and those weapons and DK Metcalf, they're going to be much better in the red zone. And not only have they been much better, they're the second best team in the NFL in the red zone. They are also great starting games. They're up 14-0 quickly on New England. Last year, it felt like every year they were trailing after the first quarter. Every single game, it felt like they were trailing last year. They had the worst point differential in the league in the first quarter last year. Now, the defense hasn't been great, but the offense, touchdown against the Jets, field goal against the Seahawks, two touchdowns against the Patriots. Those two areas, they've been significantly better, and I think the quarterback has maybe everything to do with that. Apart from that, they're not doing anything at an elite level.
I was going to ask you the question, would you lump quarterback into elite level of play? Or above average?
He's definitely been above average. I can't say he's elite because I thought there were stretches against Seattle where he wasn't great. And I thought against New England, he was elite at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He was clutch at the end. And in between, it was bad. But I do think he's been above average, and I think he's played better quarterback than we've really seen around here in 5 years. There's another stat that backs that up. He's fifth in the NFL in efficiency from a clean pocket. So when he's been protected, he's been a top five quarterback in the NFL. Here's the rub. Hadn't been protected very often. And they were better against New England, against the team that led the league in sacks coming in, but they also got the ball out of his hand faster than they had in either of the first two games. But apart from that, like, the pass rush was elite on Sunday. It looked the way it's supposed to look. Cam Hayward was great. T.J. Watt was great. Your guy Herbig was outstanding. And Derek Harmon looked like a first-round pick. If there's an area where I feel like they can be elite, it would be pass rush.
Mm-hmm. Maybe D-back next.
Yes.
For me.
Yes. And we still, to that point, and I do think this is fair, we have not seen Joey Porter Jr. out there. They haven't been able to do what they want to do, and we haven't seen Deshaun Elliott.
Yes. I mean, you think of Deshaun Elliott, Jabril Peppers, Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slade, then you free up and let Jalen Ramsey be the nickel, something like that. I don't know if they'll use how they'll use Jabril Peppers whenever Deshaun Elliott comes back. I'm intrigued in that. Like, do you just move in the free safety, or do you move Deshaun Elliott to free safety, or do you have them split? Like, I don't know how that's going to work, but you kind of want them both on the field at the same time, right?
I'm with you, and I think both of those guys are miscast as free safety, so I'm not really sure what to do, but I don't want to take Peppers off the field.
Right.
I thought he was super impactful on Sunday, and I don't think Juan Thornhill's very good, and so I don't know that I want him out there. Right. It's great, man, because coming into the year, through training camp, all of our conversation, can't wait to see how they utilize all these chess pieces on the back end of that secondary. We're 3 weeks in. We still don't know because you haven't had Elliott, you added Peppers, and you haven't had Joey Porter Jr. So I'm fascinated to see how that all plays out, because for this game, just to zero in real quick, I mean, Jalen Ramsey, I'm giving him a lot of Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go follow that guy.
All of it.
All that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to me. And then Jordan Addison, of course, is going to return, because that's the way these things work. That feels like an unlucky break for the Steelers, Jordan Addison will be back and playing, I believe, for the Vikings this week. All right, coming up next, Aaron Donald's number going to be retired. There's a good Aaron Donald discussion forthcoming. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Top of the hour, Trey Essex, who is critical of the Steelers, even though they were victorious. He will join us. Doran Pitt announced yesterday that they will be retiring Aaron Donald's number 97 prior to the Notre Dame game. Pitt, Notre Dame. Is Notre Dame still in the top 25 despite not having won a game?
They might be.
They were in last week. I didn't check the AP top 25 this week, but that's such a Notre Dame thing. Oh, haven't won a game yet. We're almost to October. Guess what? Still ranked.
Yep.
Someone texted in and said, why are they doing it against Notre Dame? That game will already be a sellout. You should do it on a game that will not be a sellout in order to get more butts in the seats. I'll tell you why. A little bit of research here. So, Aaron Donald against Notre Dame, seven tackles. This is in 2011. Seven tackles, two solo, five assists, a tackle for loss in a game against Notre Dame. Next time against Notre Dame, he was also really good. So he's had some good games against Notre Dame. He had good games against everyone. Aaron Donald, one of the best of all time.
Yes. Yes. I got this in front of me. Aaron Donald's Rivals recruit. That's a high school recruiting site. His senior year. Nationally ranked 367th. Out of all defensive linemen in the country, he was ranked 38th. In Pennsylvania, he was ranked 15th. He was a three-star, I believe, coming out of high school. He had offers, obviously, from the University of Pittsburgh, but most of his other offers compiled of MAC schools. Dave Wanstead took a chance on the local kid, the undersized defensive lineman out of Penn Hills, and he ended up being an all-time great, if not arguably one of the greatest defensive players of all time at the NFL level and the college level.
Yes. He had 29 tackles for loss and 11 sacks as an interior defensive lineman his senior year. He was unblockable. His junior year, 19 TFLs. He was incredible. And you're right. I think if I'm going to rank the top three defensive players of all time, I'm going Lawrence Taylor, Aaron Donald, and Mean Joe Green. And I think you can make a reasonable argument for any of those three.
Mm-hmm.
I think those guys affected every game week in and week out. And I think Donald really was still at a high level whenever he stopped playing. He could still be playing right now.
No, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of respect to him, actually, for retiring when he did. But I think absolutely one of the probably top three greatest defensive players of all time. And there's a lot of people that might put him number one. He's that good.
You know what the best attribute about Aaron Donald is?
Tell me.
How accessible he is outside of football and how down to earth he is outside of football, how willing he is to just work with kids, how willing he is to give back, how willing he is to just be around and have people just ask questions, especially younger high school, younger players.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. I've been around, obviously, a lot of professional athletes. They usually guard themselves and like to have their privacy, which I understand.
Yeah.
They like to work out in private. Aaron Donald has chosen throughout his career to come back to Pitt, to work out at Pitt with the Pitt team, to work out with high school players in the indoor. I've never seen anything like it. It's like he operated throughout his career as an NFL player, as a Super Bowl champion, as the best defensive player in the league year in and year out. He operated outside of that like he was just another guy.
Yeah. Three-time Defensive Player of the Year, 20.5 sacks in 2018. Again, from an interior defensive lineman, 25 TFLs that year. Then he goes 12.5 and 20, 13.5 and 14, 12.5 and 25. And you just think about the impact he had play in and play out. Stud.
Yeah.
Absolute stud.
Worked for everything he's gotten. Worked for every single thing that he has gotten in his life.
Would you say 328?
367.
367.
Yep.
Pretty good. He is the closest thing on this earth to the Hulk. a man that size should not, when he, like, I've seen the videos of him working out at Pitt. I'm sure you've seen it up close and personal. Human beings are not made that way.
Mm-mm.
And you talk about the work ethic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Willed his way to be as great as he is on the field and off the field. Just willed it.
So Pitt will honor Aaron Donald by retiring number 97, that Notre Dame game later on in the year. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Trey Essex. He's going to jump on the show. Trey, very critical of the New England Patriots on Sunday. First Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Going to rain again today. 85% chance, high 75, low 66.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.